From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ukraine is beginning to evacuate families of its military personnel stationed in Crimea. That's after the latest reports crowds stormed a Ukrainian ship in Sevastopol harbor. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Kiev government has decided to pull all of its troops out of the chaotic peninsula.
The Ukrainian government has called for the demilitarization of the entire Crimean peninsula. Its soldiers are overwhelmed by Russian forces and so-called civilian self-defense units, including women, that have stormed several bases. In Kiev, Wendy Sherman, U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, says the West will not tolerate Russia's illegal actions in Crimea.
The president signed an executive order that can be populated with many sanctions. We have put down a first set, and we will take subsequent steps as necessary.
Meanwhile, Russia shows no sign of backing down to seek a diplomatic solution to the crisis. President Vladimir Putin says Crimea is Russia and called its giveaway to Ukraine in the Soviet era a mistake. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.
Search planes are returning for a second day to an area in the southern Indian Ocean to look for possible debris from the missing Malaysian Airlines flight. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, authorities believe satellite images show what could be debris from the lost plane in the far southern edge of the search zone.
Bad weather and poor visibility hampered the first day of searching the area, roughly 1,500 miles off Australia's southwest coast. In addition to search planes from Australia, New Zealand, and the U.S., several Navy and merchant ships are now in the area or on their way. Australian Transport Minister Warren Truss says it could take days to locate any debris.
As you'll all be aware, it is a very long journey to the site. And unfortunately, aircraft can only have 1 or 2 hours over the search area before they need to return to the mainland for fuel. Clearly, this is a very, very difficult and challenging search.
Experts say if it turns out to be debris from the missing plane, retrieving crucial items like the flight recorders will be difficult with ocean depths in the area greater than 10,000 feet. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
If you want to avoid being a victim of cybercrime, you might want to be on your guard in California. That's based on a new report out today from the state's attorney general, which says California is a top target in terms of international criminal enterprises. Attorney General Kamala Harris says the LA region appears to be especially vulnerable.
They use technology directly in a way that perpetuates and commits crimes, and in particular the crimes of hacking and data breaches, malware, and a big concern again for us throughout the state, and in particular in this region, digital piracy.
The 181-page report is a first effort to outline the effect international criminal organizations have on the state. Number of people seeking first-time jobless claims up modestly last week, climbing to a seasonally adjusted 320,000, rise of 5,000 new claims for unemployment benefits showing a labor market that moves closer to pre-recession levels. This is NPR. The Reverend Fred Phelps, leader of the controversial Westboro Baptist Church, has died. According to Phelps' daughter, he died shortly after midnight, though she did not give a cause of death. Phelps founded the church in Topeka, Kansas, which became best known for mounting anti-gay protests and pickets at military funerals, a practice that angered many. Church's actions also spawned a federal law on funeral picketing and laws in more than 40 states, as well as a state Supreme Court case, which determined the church and its members could not be sued for damages. President Obama headlined a pair of Democratic fundraisers in Florida today. NPR Scott Horsley reports the president also visited a community college in Orlando, where he touted efforts to boost economic opportunities for women.
The president held a roundtable discussion at Valencia College with half a dozen women to talk about some of the challenges they face, whether it's juggling work and child care or going back to school to improve their job prospects. This is the first of at least 5 such meetings the president plans in the coming weeks as he prepares for a White House summit meeting devoted to working families.
This is a family agenda, but it starts with making sure every woman is getting a fair shot. It's time for a woman's economic agenda that grows our economy for everybody.
Support from women voters is critical to Democrats' political fortunes in November. As part of his pitch to women, the president also appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres TV show. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Maybe the first day of spring on the calendar, but it definitely is not looking so spring-like in some parts of the country. In areas of the Great Lakes region, snow is on the ground, while drier than normal conditions continue to grip California and the Southwest. In fact, so much of the country remains in the deep freeze could delay the risk of spring flooding, though. Government weather watchers released their annual report today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.